Today's recording is lovingly dedicated by Rabin Klasner in honor of her mother on the occasion of her mother's birthday, Fruma Basia Basleya. May she have a complete healing and a long, healthy, happy life together with her husband, with nachas from her children and grandchildren, and may God always illuminate her soul. Family love is messy, clinging, and of an annoying and repetitive pattern, just like bad wallpaper. So wrote the comedian P.J. O'Rourke. And there's something really to be said about that. One of the weirdest things that exist in the world is the idea of family. Because for the most part, and of course, thankfully, there are exceptions to this, but for the vast majority of times, family members, especially extended family members, are people you end up spending a lot of time with that you don't really like. But the weird thing is that you very often love them nonetheless. As much as there's so much trauma, complicated narratives, deep-seated resentments, age-old grudges, and volatile emotional triggering every time you end up with these family members, people still end up spending time with the family members nonetheless, because like P.J. O'Rourke said, they're like bad wallpaper, messy, clinging, and of an annoying and repetitive pattern. Repetitive because you still end up seeing them all the time. And you know why that is? Because in truth, you love them. What does it mean that you love them if most of the time you can't stand them? And as a disclaimer, I know there's a lot of my extended family members that listen to these voice notes. So, of course, I'm not referring to them at all. What is it about family that even though you can't stand them, you still love them? So in the Song of Songs, when the beloved bridegroom finally arrives, keeps his word, fulfills the vision of desire and longing, and comes to his beloved bride's door, knocks on her door in the middle of the night to wake her up, to allow for their consummation of their love to finally happen. He knocks on her door and says, "Pischli, open up for me." And to arouse her desire, he calls her by a string of names, appellations, terms. He says, "Open up for me. My sister, my darling, my dove, my perfect one, Achisi, Rayosi, Yainasi, Samasi." But Chasidus asks, what's up with calling her my sister? That's the first thing that he calls her, Achisi, Rayosi. And by the way, it's in the Song of Songs a few times. Basaligani, Achisi, Kale, I've come to my garden, my sister, my bride. Throughout the Song of Songs, the lover is calling his beloved darling, my sister, my bride. Why would he call her my sister, Achisi? I mean, unless you're from south of the Mason-Dixon line and a stereotypical southerner, calling someone your sister is not exactly a very romantic term. So the Alter Rebbe, who, by the way, whose birthday is today, along with the Baal Shem Tov Chayel, is the birthday of the Alter Rebbe, and the Baal Shem Tov, the Alter Rebbe explains that the word achis, sister, comes from the Aramaic word la'achot ichui, found in Moed Katan Chavav Murbeis. It means to mend, to sew together. When a garment that's ripped is sewn together, is mended seamlessly, that's called la'achot et akra'im, to put together, to mend, to completely unite two pieces. So achot, my sister, means somebody with who you're essentially seamlessly united. And the Alter Rebbe explains that that's why family, there's this family love, and that blood is really thicker than water in some ways, no matter how much you might not be able to stand those people. Because when it comes to the love between a brother and a sister or family members, there's no reason for their bond. You don't get to pick your family, as they say. Nothing necessarily about your family members tells anyone about who you are as a person, because there's nothing in your personality or anything understandable that makes you connected to the family. It's just a natural bond because you share the same blood and DNA. You're like two pieces of the same garment that are sewn together. It's a natural bond. It's not at all a passionate love. It's not at all necessarily a love that you might even feel consciously, but you're essentially united with these people, these weird people often that you're in a room with at a family function. You have the same blood as they do. You're essentially connected with them no matter what. Explains the Alter Rebbe, the first thing that God says to us when he tells us to open up for him, he calls us his sister, that we're essentially one with Hashem. We're Hashem's sister, means that the love that we have for Hashem is not based on anything we consciously feel or anything that's reflected in our personality. Our beloved is telling us that our essential natural love for God is as basic, unchanging, and even choiceless like your essential love and bond with family members. It just is because you're the same thing. Us and Hashem are the same. Hashem is knocking at the door of our heart and telling us to let Him in and to saying to us that no matter who we are, what we're feeling, we essentially are connected with God. That's the first thing that a Jew needs to know, that Hasidus stresses that a Jew needs to know when trying to strengthen the I am my beloved and the beloved is mine, that we and the beloved are essentially one. And the same goes, by the way, in a marriage, in a relationship, in a passionate relationship. That love becomes even deeper when it's felt that you and that person have essentially become one. And it's no longer a union based on personality, attraction, or moods. In some ways, the most romantic thing you could say to your partner is that you're like my sister, we're essentially one and we can never be separated. May we open up the door of the love of God in our heart by knowing that we and Hashem are essentially one and can never be separated.